The Gemara in Sacha Memtes Amad Aleph brings a few memorim about the Talmud Chachams fraternizing and going to Sudas with Amei Oretz. Tani Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Suda She'ena Shal Mitzvah, any Suda that's not a Suda's Mitzvah, Ein Talmud Chacham Rishai, the Hona Simena. Talmud Chacham can't go to the Suda. The Gemara gives examples of what qualifies as a Suda's Mitzvah, a Chasna of a Bas Koyin. The Gemara gives examples of what's not a Suda's Mitzvah, a Bas Koyin marrying a Yisrael, a Bas Talmud Chacham to an Amoret. Agav, this thing that a Bas Koyin shouldn't marry Yisrael unless he's a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara explains later, it's brought from the Stipler that even if a person knows one daf of Gemara, he qualifies as a Talmud Chacham for this thing. Then Rabbi Yitzchak says, Kol anena misudas harashus l'soif goyla. A person who's not eating, Pashas, he means a Talmud Chacham, who's not eating by a Sudas Mitzvah, so he eats by Sudas Rishus, he could be incurring on himself a Einish of Golos. Then the Gemara says later, Tana Rabbanon, Kol Talmud Chacham Hamarbe Sudasei V'chol Mokayim, Talmud Chacham who goes and eats all over the place, Saif Machrif Es Beisai, and the Gemara enumerates a whole list of consequences against the Talmud Chacham, who's Marbe Sudasei V'chol Mokayim. So we don't understand the getter of this din. What's shot in this din and how is it negea? Is it negea b'zman hazeh? The Rav over here brings this statement of Rav Shimon that kol suda that's not shal mitzvah ain't talmud chacham rishai l'anas simena. And the Rav mentions as well the brisa kol talmud chacham amar b'sadasa b'chol makayim is machar b'speisai. And then he shtells right next to this statement, Gemara Sanhedrin Nunbezim and Aleph, that Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lamat Tamachacham Daim Ebefem Aretz, that Tamachacham, when he first meets the Amar Aretz, he looks at him like a Kiton Shalzov. The Amar Aretz has a great respect for the Tamachacham. Nana Mimenu, but once the Tamachacham eats, he gets benefit from the Amar Aretz, Daim Elekiton Shalcheres, then he loses his value in the eyes of the Amma Aretz. Gemara and Brachas from Gimel and Bey says, Zal Yatsi v'chabur shal Amma Aretz. So the Rav is telling this Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's, which is similar to the Gemara and Brachas, there's a special din that a Talmud Chacham should not eat with an Amma Aretz, because it seems that the Amma Aretz begins to lose his respect for the Talmud Chacham when he's eating by him. So since the Rav puts this Gemara about a Talmud Chacham and an Amma Aretz next to our Gemara here, the Brisa here, that calls Talmud Chacham Marbe Sudasei B'chol Mokayim Tzayim Racha Es Beisai, would seem that the Rav holds that the Pshat in Marbe Sudasei B'chol Mokayim is that the Talmud Chacham is eating by the houses of Amei Ratzon, and by doing so he's begain the Kavod HaTaira, and that's the din that the Rav learns from the Gemara here. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah brings this din as follows. Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perkei Halachi Yedalos. V'yeish varim acherim shehein mechlal chilul Hashem. There are things that a person will do that can create chilul Hashem. The Rambam there is discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The beginning of the Perek he discusses where one has to give up his life for certain mitzvahs. And he finishes off the parak that there are other inyanim of being mevatel, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, that don't involve necessarily doing serious averus, but they still qualify as a shtickle bittel in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam puts a list there, and in that list he says, one example is that a Talmud Chacham sheyarbe v'schoik oy be'achila v'shtia etzel amei aretz, a Talmud Chacham who increases his joking around and his eating and drinking by along with Amaratim, he fraternizes with Amaratim. So Dr. Rambam, there's an element of Chil Hashem, Pashas he means, because the Talmud Chacham is representing the Torah, and he's cheapening the Kavanah Torah, bringing down Kavanah Torah. It's an union of Chil Hashem. So the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam is like the Rif, and the Rambam's getting this din that you shouldn't eat with Amiratim from our Gemara, that a Talmud Chacham should not be Marber B'Sudasai B'chol Makam. However, the Avedis HaMelech points out that it would seem that the Rambam is not exactly like the Rif in how he presents these dinim. Because in Hilchot Deis, in Perkei Halacha Beis, the Rambam brings Hanhogos of a Chacham. The Rambam there does not bring it into Chil Hashem, but he talks about Hanhogos of a Chacham. He says a whole bunch of things that a Chacham is supposed to try to be careful about. Lo yachlenu el bebeis al shulchana, you should only eat at home. Velo yachl etel amei aretz, you shouldn't eat with amei aretz. Velo yarvet sudaisa v'chol makam, v'afilu ima chachomim. The Rambam brings this in. Don't be marvet, don't go eating all over the place. And the Rambam there adds the words, v'afilu ima chachomim. Now according to the Rif, it would seem, that those words afilu ima chacham should not be there, because the Rif holds that the din in our Gemara of marbet zedos v'chol makayim, the Rif holds that puts that together with the din of don't eat with ameratim. We don't see from the Rif there's an inyan that a talmud chacham should not be marbet zedos with chachamim, but the Rambam seems to be saying there's another din. There's one din like the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara and Brachas, that you shouldn't eat with Amei Aretz. That would be a Chil Hashem. That's Dam Hanhogos HaChacham. That a Chacham could go with fraternize with Amaratim, that's already leading to Madrega of Chil Hashem. It's very serious. But then there's another Inyan that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to go with, and it was in the Hanhoga, a special way. And that's the Maila Mina Din. That's not an Ikra Din. And in that, the Rambam says, you shouldn't even be marvet sudasa ima chachamim. It's a din lesefes, not the regular din of eating with amaratim. There's another din that talmud chacham should not be found in eating all over the place, even with chacham. So chare that in this nekuda, the Rambam is a little bit different than the Ritz. However, there's a third place where the Rambam brings this din, and over here the Rambam seems to hold that is mamish halacha, it's not a chil Hashem, it's not an ahaga toiva, but it's an iser gomer. And that's in Perek Chapei Mehilcha Sanhedrin and Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, Kevish in Ismana Adam Parnes al Hasibur, a person's appointed a Parnes of the Tibur, and it's Hilchas Dayonis, the Pashas means you become a Dayan. First of all, Asr Batsias Malacha Bifnei Gimel. You're not allowed to do Malacha in front of three people. Why? Kidei shlo yisbaza b'neim. So Dayan is mowing his lawn, he's doing malacha, and everybody's watching him do it. If three people are watching him, there's a certain cheapening of his kavanah torah. And then the Rambam says, he makes a shtickle torah. The Rambam says, imam malacha v'rabam is a surah love. If we find, and this is based on the Gemara and Kedushin, pay aleph, that a Talmud Chacham, that a Dayan who's appointed a Parnes al Tzibur is not allowed to do work in front of others, Dr. Rambam Kavachaymer Lechov Elishtoy, see, Kavachaymer, he's not allowed to eat or drink Ulis Shtachar Bifnei Rabin or Bekinesis of Amoritz Ubisudas Mireyes. And then the Rambam writes very strong Oilem Lois and Dayanim that eat all around, and their Mevaza, their Torah, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam writes very strong words. So over here, the Rambam is making a din. Not Stam Al-Sil Hashem, or in Hagat Torah. The Rambam is saying that if there's an Isser to do Malacha in front of three people, then Kav HaChaymer, there's an Isser to eat with Amaratim. And to eat even with Sudas Mireyas, which is Pashas, he means, even with Chachamim. So it's a little shrimmer. The Rambam first brings this as in Hagat Torah. And here the Rambam says it's a tremendous iser and a very strong din. So how do we understand this Rambam? The Gaon, the Virakra, and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ches, when the Shulchan Aruch brings this din, that a Dayan is not supposed to do Malach in front of three people, and Kavach Chaymer is not supposed to eat Barabim, so the Virakra is Mitzayin to our Gemara. Shulchan Memtes. So, it's very difficult to speak Akra. The Aruch Mishpat asks on the Gaon and presents a different shot. But the Gaon is very difficult. Because the Chayr, it's like we're saying Mavur in the Rambam, that there's two dinim. There's one Inyan, the Chayr, that's that Hagat Taiva, or perhaps that's Chil Hashem. And there's another Inyan over here the Rambam is making that it's a Chiyas. So where do we understand that? How do we resolve the Rambam? So Pshat Zohar like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Deyos, is talking about a Chacham, Sam a Chacham. That Chacham has not yet been appointed to be a Parnei Tzal Tzibur. He's not a Dayan. He doesn't have a position. He's a person who represents Torah. He's a Chacham, but he's not an officially appointed Chacham. So such a person has to be very careful. Chol Hashem, he has to have Kavanah Torah for himself, not eat all over the place. But there's not an Isser. The Rambam's coming from the Gemara in Kedushin, Pe'alef, that says that once you're appointed to a position, then the rules of the game are different. Then it's a whole new Indian. You have a role, you have a position, you represent authority to Klal Yisrael. You're a Dayan. Now you have a whole different chiyuv of how you have an hagah, how you're supposed to act. And since it says there that a person who's appointed as a Parnei Tzal Tzibur is appointed a Dayan, he can't do malach in front of three people. That sin the Rambam didn't even mention in Hilchos Deyos, Hilchos Deyos Torah. This is a special din for a person who is appointed as a Dayan. So since it says he can't do malachas, so the Rambam says, Kavachaymer, these other inyanim, that by other regular chachamim, are on Hagatayva, by you, the Dayan, you have to treat this as an Isser. And Kavachaymer from Isser Malacha is Isser Achila. So I think it's Mavur, that this inyan, that the Rambam is speaking in Hilchos Sanhedrin, is not Pshat Nar Gemara, Pshachim Memtes. The Kol Amar B'Sudasa B'Chol Makom is Marchus Beso, etc. That's the din by all Talmid HaChacham. The special Indian that's brought in Chayshim Mitzvah to Menchaz by a Dayan, that's the Rambam's Kavachomer, as he himself speaks out the Kavachomer from the Gemara in Kedushin Pe'alef about a person that's appointed on the Tzibur. And Tzarech In, the Virak Ra, that's not Mitzayin to Kedushin, and he's Mitzayin to our Gemara over here. Now, it's not interesting, the Kesef Kedoshim handles this inyan of Achila, and it says that the Isra of Suda is in front of three people. The Kesef Kedoshim in Chashimishu Simchas wants to say that the Rabbim by Achila is also three people, so not Mukhrech, Kavim, Malacha is one type of thing, Achila is another type of thing, but he also clears in front of Ketanim. It's interesting, Marmakamis of the Gedarma of this did. So what about this man Azeh? Is there an Isser for a Dayan to do malacha, to mow his lawn, to eat in a restaurant? The Aruch HaShulchan, interestingly, brings the din of Isser malacha, and then he says that Shaloyeh rogel to eat in front of people. Why is the Shver the Aruch HaShulchan? Because the Rambam makes a kavachomer that Isser malacha ta'achila. Now Isser malacha passes is even one time, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to bring. So achila would be kavachomer even one time would be usher. So Rosh Shulchan has changed the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says there's an isra of malacha and there's an isra of achila b'rabim. So it's fair where the Rosh Shulchan gets this inyan to say shloyeh ragel. So the chayr I asked if there would be an inyan that a dayan should not eat in a restaurant. He was masking that. There'd be an inyan at least doing malacha v'rabim, eating in a rabim that could play. Certainly, there's a tzad to say that it would be a shver on haga for a dying to do. I heard from a friend of mine, Rafael Gelly, said over that when his father, Zalzan Gesunt, Zachariah Gelly, was appointed to be the abbezin, the rav in Washington Heights, so from the tznayim that they made with him was that he talked not supposed to do any malacha. Not supposed to even carry anything, any masayas, not supposed to do any malacha, as I've been in the community, yet to makbid on all these inyanim. Not to eat barabim, not to carry things, not to do things barabim, malacha barabim. And he told them that I'm a kabbal of the tznayim, but chutz shemayin zach, that Friday, when I want to buy flowers and bring home for my wife, so that's not a masa. That's shalom bayis, and that's kavod Shabbos. I don't know exactly what they decided, but the interesting ma'isa in this halacha, at least in some kehilas, there's still this inyan is negay and is brought in these halachas that a dayan person in a position of Torah authority should be careful at its public hanhagas to represent the Torah in a kavod d'ka'ifa.